الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق، إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى، وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا انشطط صدق الله العظيم. My respected brothers and elders, in tonight's Taraweeh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the story of the seven sleepers of the cave. Those seven youngsters who lived in the era of a king by the name Daqyanus, who was a staunch idol worshipper and a very great tyrant and an oppressive king. Thus he commanded and ordered all those subjects living in his state or country to worship idols along with him. Therefore everyone in that entire country worshipped idols except for a handful of people. Amongst those who denied to worship idols and those handful of people who refused to worship these idols were seven youngsters who were staunch worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, great ibad and slaves of Allah Rabbul Izzat. They worshipped none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To the extent that now the matter became famous in the country, everyone became to know about them, and now the king was informed of them. So he immediately summoned them to his court. And these seven youngsters then appear in the court before the king. And with great fervor and zeal, they answer all the questions of the king. And very clearly and boldly they state that our creator is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will continue worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The king then warns them and he threatens them that if they do not forsake their religion, if they do not forsake their faith, then he will crucify and assassinate every one of them. He will not leave or spare anyone's life. Then they were given a few days chance or respite to consult with their families and decide what they want to do in life, whether they want to be killed or they want to forsake their religion. So these seven youngsters then leave the court of the king and then they sit and they make mashura. They exchange rays and views. And subhanallah, every one of them, they all unanimously agreed that they will continue worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like they were doing in the past. And they will remain upon their faith. They will never forsake their faith. Allah says, وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. We have strengthened their hearts. We have fortified their hearts. We gave them himmat, strength and courage, that they to stay upon their faith and not to forsake Islam. Nevertheless, they then decided, in order to protect their lives and to save themselves from the tyranny and the oppression of the tyrant king, they decided to take refuge in a certain cave. So these seven youngsters then advanced towards a certain cave at a certain mountain. Ulama and scholars write, as they were proceeding towards that cave, they found or they realized that there was a dog chasing them from behind. There was a dog following them from behind. And every time they tried to chase the dog away, they tried to repel the dog, that dog spoke to them. لِمَاذَا تَطْرُدُونِي. What is the matter? Why are you chasing me away? Why are you sending me off? I also want to associate. I also want to join with the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to join y'all's company. I want to be with y'all. They then realize that this dog has been sent to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like this they continued on their journey until they reached that certain cave in a certain mountain. And then they decided to take some rest for a little while. And after waking up, they will then decide, they will make mashura, they will exchange rays and views, and like this they will continue with life. These seven youngsters, subhanallah, Allah had given them sleep, not just for 1 year, not 10 years, not 100 years, rather for 309 consecutive years. وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ ثَلَاثَ مِئَةٍ سِنِينَ وَزْدَادُوا تِسْعًا. They slept for 309 consecutive years, fast asleep. Allah says, if you saw them in that condition, you would have thought them to be wide awake. وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ إِيقَاذًا وَهُمْ رُقُودٌ.
Because they slept in such a condition that the eyes were wide open. Anyone who would walk past by that cave, he would become awestruck. He would become terrified looking at their condition. Who are these seven youngsters? Fast asleep, yet their eyes are wide open. Over and above that, there's a dog sleeping with them at the door of the cave, which only increased the fear in the hearts of the people. And like in this manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had protected them from the oppression and the zulam and the tyranny of the tyrant king. Upon waking up, they then asked one another, how long have you slept here for? قَالَ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ How long have you stayed in this cave for? Some said, perhaps we stayed for half a day. Some said, no, rather we slept for an entire day. Some said, no, three-quarter day, and different views. One of them said, well, let's leave this entire discussion out. Let's not go into the details of how long we stayed over here. Let's leave that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we're quite hungry. We can imagine after 309 years how hungry they must have been. So let us send someone with some money and let him buy some halal food for us. فَبَعَثُوا أَحَدَكُمْ بِوَرِقِكُمْ هَذِي إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ فَلْيَمْذُرْ أَيُّهَا أَزْكَى طَعَامًا So they agreed and they sent one of them, one of the companions, to purchase some halal kosher food for them. Very clearly, Allah mentions that they mentioned, فَلْيَنْذُرْ أَيُّهَا أَزْكَى طَعَامًا This person should search for halal food, for pure kosher food, wholesome food. Even in that condition, they were also concerned about what they're eating. They were also worried about eating halal. Because a person's a'mal, a person's actions are based on what he eats. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا O you who believe, eat and consume from the pure, wholesome, halal food. Eat halal things. Eat halal food. And thereafter, do righteous deeds. Perform a'mal saliha, good actions. From this ayat we understand that performing good actions, righteous deeds, depends on what we eat. If a person eats halal, kosher food, of course then he'll be given the ability, the tawfiq, to perform righteous deeds. But if a person's food is doubtful, or a person's income is haram, then he can never expect to be given the ability, the tawfiq, to perform good a'mal, righteous deeds. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, he explains a certain person who makes dua before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repeatedly he says, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabb. He begs and he beseeches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O my Allah, O my Creator, O my Sustainer. And he supplicates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But, وَمَطْعَمُهُ حَرَامٌ وَمَشْرَبُهُ حَرَامٌ وَمَلْبَسُهُ حَرَامٌ وَغُذِيَ بِالْحَرَامٌ فَأَنَّ يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, such a person, his food is totally haram, his income is haram, his drinks are haram, his clothing is haram, he has been nourished and sustained through haram. How can this person ever expect that Allah will respond to his dua? Allah will accept his dua? Allah will fulfill his request? Never. A person has to eat pure halal food in order for his dua to be accepted. In order for his prayers to be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nevertheless, these seven youngsters, even in this condition, they were concerned about eating halal kosher food. And then they said, وَلَّتَلَطَّفْ That this person is going to purchase this food, he should go very discreetly. He shouldn't make it apparent that we are in this cave or in this mountain. Because if the king has to come to know of us in this mountain, إِنَّهُمْ إِيَظْهَرُوا عَلَيْكُمْ يَرْجُمُوكُمْ أَوْ يُعِيدُوكُمْ فِي مِلَّتِهِمْ Surely he will stone us to death. Or he will force us to return to his religion. He will force us to worship idols. Therefore this person going to purchase this food should go very secretly, discreetly. And then he should purchase halal food and then come back. Likewise, this person left the cave and he went to the bazaar or the marketplace to purchase some food for them. Upon entering a certain shop or a certain store, after picking up those items that he decided to buy, he then comes to the cashier or the owner of that store and then he presents these coins that he had in his pocket. When this cashier sees these gold coins or these silver coins, he is astonished, he's amazed, he's taken aback. He asked him, tell me from where have you got these coins? Have you dug up some treasure somewhere? This person now was quite terrified, he was alarmed, He says, no, no, this is my own money. This belongs to me. And I haven't stolen anyone's money. I haven't dug up any treasure anywhere. And now his life was threatened. And then this cashier tells him, no, no, you're speaking lies to me. These coins have on it the imprint or the name Daqyanus, that tyrant king who died 300 years ago. When this youngster hears this, he's astonished, he's taken aback. And he says, really? Has this king really died so many years ago? And then the truth becomes apparent. The reality becomes, dawns upon them. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them sleep for 309 consecutive years, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected them from the tyranny and the oppression of the tyrant king. Nevertheless, this youngster is then taken to the governor of that time. And he was a just ruler, a just governor. And he asks this youngster, tell me, where are the rest of your companions? He says, the rest of my companions are still waiting for me. They're waiting in that cave for me to bring this food to them. And like in this manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gave them izzat and honor, and they were protected from the tyrant king. And the point we learn from this entire episode, or this entire story of the sleepers of the cave, that when these youngsters who were living in such an environment of vice and sin, being tempted from every side and corner, and of course they were young, and every youngster has passion, desires, but they suppressed the egos, the desires, the passions, and they stood up for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They stood up as ambassadors of the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat, realizing their status in this world, that they're not any ordinary youngsters. They're not ordinary youth in this world. They have been chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus, they sacrificed every single thing just to protect the iman, just to safeguard the iman. When they did so, they became so beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah Rabbul Izzat dedicated an entire chapter and surah in the Quran just to these seven youngsters. That this surah, this noble surah, Suratul Kaf, we recite every Friday, or we should be reciting every Friday, to remind ourselves of this story of these seven youngsters who sacrificed everything just to protect the iman. Likewise, if you and I, if we sacrifice our egos, our passions, our desires to protect and safeguard our iman, if we suppress all our egos to safeguard our iman, to strengthen our iman, and also we are concerned and worried about the iman of others, those who are dying without iman, in several countries, several places, how much we too become very beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lastly, Allah mentions that this entire story, لِيَعْلَمُ أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقُّ وَأَنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا. Allah made this entire story happen for these youngsters, so that they may know for sure that the promise of Allah is haqq. The promise of Allah is true and certain. وَأَنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا. And surely the hour, the day of Qiyamah, there's no doubt in the occurrence of the day of Qiyamah. This entire story and episode is also one of the signs of the day of Qiyamah. Like Allah gave these seven youngsters life, or Allah awoken them up from their sleep after many years, likewise one day we too, we will leave this world, and we will sleep for many years, and then again Allah will resurrect us alive. May Allah grant us the tawfiq and the ability to perform righteous deeds. May Allah help us understand the Quran al-Majeed. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.